Giggles, hello, hello, everyone. It's your host, Gigglesmith Gina, and you're tuned in to Pun Intended, where we dive deep into the art of joke telling. Today, we're getting a bit cheeky as we explore a topic that's universal, hilarious, and yes, a bit taboo. We're talking about poop puns, so tighten your belts because we're about to drop some serious laughs. First up, let's tackle the big question. Why are poop jokes so darn funny? Well, it all boils down to the benign violation theory. This theory suggests that we find humor in things that are wrong yet harmless. And let's be honest, poop is definitely a bit wrong, but mostly harmless when it comes to jokes. And it's not just about being naughty. Poop puns act as a social lubricant, breaking down barriers and allowing us to giggle over something that's typically off limits. This shared laughter can relieve social anxieties and stress, making poop jokes not just funny, but beneficial too. Now ready to crack up? Here's a quick round of some top poop puns from our list. What do you call a fairy using the toilet? Stinkerbell. And why don't toilets ever get tired? Because they're used to taking long craps. Oh, and this one's a blast from the past, literally. What do you call a dinosaur that farts? A blast from the past. Moving on, let's look at poop puns around the globe. From Japan's charming poop-themed jokes to Germany's precision in caca humor, it's clear that poop jokes have a place in cultures worldwide, each adding its own flair to this universal form of comedy. Airplane taking off. And let's not forget the kids. Poop humor and children are a natural match. During their developmental stages, children use these jokes to navigate societal norms and express a bit of rebellion, all while developing language and social skills. So, whether you're using a poop pun to ease tension in a stressful moment, or sharing a giggle with friends, remember, it's more than just childish humor. It's a complex interplay of psychological relief and social interaction. Before we wrap up, remember the golden rules of poop puns. Know your audience, keep it light, and timing is everything. And if a poop pun falls flat, simply change the topic, acknowledge the awkwardness, or share a light apology if needed. It's all in good fun. That's all for today's spunky episode. I hope it's been as fun for you as it has been for me. Tune in next time for more giggles and groans right here on Pun Intended. Until then, keep those puns coming and your humor flowing. Stay cheeky, my friends.